because God is the one who grants initial belief in us, he has chosen us and he has chosen for us to believe. The only reason why we believe is from him. We should be praying for more belief, for deeper belief. How surprising and shocking it is it to think of people like Judas, you know, sitting and walking and eating with Jesus, the Son of God, in human form, and still doesn't believe, and still is striving after things of the world, and turned Jesus in, betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Why do you think that's possible? Judas wasn't an idiot. He didn't have the gift from God of belief. Our belief that we are striving for, pray for it. Pray for a deeper understanding, for more of God in your mind and more of Christ in your soul and more of the Spirit empowered every thought and move. That's what I'm praying for myself, and I hope and pray that you guys are too. Romans 1:18-25. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to their lusts of impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. That's one of the scariest lines anywhere in the Bible, when it says God gave them up to their lusts, or gave them up to their desires. You never want God to give you up to your desires. One of my main prayers is always, Lord, protect me from what I want. Because what we just want naturally is everything but Christ. So pray that not only God won't give you up, but that he'll draw you close, to give you wisdom today, to draw close to him, to see him in everything that he's created, and all of his creation sings his glory. So let us become sensitive to that. Not only sensitive to our sin and to continue to purify ourselves and live in holiness, but even greater, to continually honor God and see God in all and reflect his glory in our lives, so that people may turn to him as well. I love you guys and have a blessed day.